Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker, we just mentioned her, she has vowed to shut down Kensington's open-air drug market. And this week, her administration is poised to take a major step in that direction, clearing out an encampment around Kensington and Allegheny Avenues, right in the heart of this beleaguered neighborhood.
There's already been a larger police presence in Kensington in the last few months, and some people have complained of increased police harassment. Of course, many other Kensington residents are welcoming Parker's efforts to clean up the neighborhood. But the question is, will this crackdown on the drug market and encampment work? And at what cost? WHYY health and science reporter Nicole Leonard joins us to talk about it all. Nicole, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
I think the obvious first question, Nicole, is how did we get here? Like what has the administration already been doing, and why has it led up to whatever is going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, well, if you remember when Parker was running on her ticket, she made a big deal about talking about revitalizing Kensington. And, you know, to go a little bit more back into history, this is an area of the city that has seen divestment for many decades, right? Before the open air drug market, before the opioid crisis really sort of ran with it, this neighborhood has become impoverished for a very long time. And so that kind of gave way to what Josh Shapiro actually called, when he was attorney general, a $1 billion drug trade market in the heart of Kensington. And it has, over the years, some strategies from previous administrations have tried to tackle the problem, tried to address safety concerns, tried to get people into more treatment. And so over the years, we've kind of seen these things not really work. The situation has sort of stayed the same. And so Parker has really come in and made it her one of her top priorities to end the open air drug market.
And so let's dig into Parker's tactics. What has this administration done since they took power?
Yeah, so they've been leaning a little bit more into police presence, right? More so than other city administrations who've really, and including the Philadelphia District Attorney, they haven't been prosecuting every single drug crime, every single law on the books, because it's just so prevalent in this neighborhood. You'd have many people who are in jail facing crimes, who are also have substance use issues and who need help with other things. Parker has definitely leaned into the more police presence. She's utilizing her relationship with the police department and other departments to come up with a strategy to clear out sections of Kensington when there is not only drug use open air on the streets, but there's a large homeless population, right? So those two things go hand in hand, particularly in this area. And her plan really relies on police presence, clearing out the area first, stabilizing the area, so essentially keeping the area clear of encampments going forward, and then eventually handing back the reins, you could say, to the more local community once things, once they can, I guess, ensure that people will not return, that drugs will not return. That is the broader plan.
That's the theory. So tomorrow, they're going to go into the heart of the neighborhood and clear out one of these encampments. What does that actually mean? Where do the people go?
Yeah.
To the extent that we know at this point.
That's a good question. Yeah. Yes. And what tomorrow's date is, this has been leading up for about a month, right? So there have been notices that have been posted around the city saying on May 8th, you are no longer going to be able to erect tents and encampments and live on the street here and practice drug laws. The city is going to come in. They've been trying to get over the past couple weeks people into shelters and treatment beds ahead of time. But tomorrow is going to be the first official day where it is essentially, laws are going to be enforced more strictly. They are going, no loitering, right? Because that's technically a law on the books that really hasn't been enforced too much. After tomorrow, though, streets are going to be closed down. Police presence are going to go in from about, 8 to 8 in the morning to the later afternoon hours. And they are going to slowly tell people that they need to dismantle whatever they have on the street and they need to leave. And supposedly the organization says they will be offering services either if people need treatment beds. They've opened additional beds in the Fairmount section at an already city operated shelter for people who may want to choose that. Other services might be offered, like housing or addiction treatment beds, but those are already sometimes complicated to get people into.
Got to ask you, so what's going to happen to any ideas of what's going to happen to someone who doesn't want to go to treatment and they just want to keep living their life the way that they've been living their life. What is going to happen to them?
Well, from what we know, that if they are there and they choose to not leave, which is the point of the whole encampment tomorrow, and if they are lingering, loitering, have any certain drug paraphernalia on them or drugs, because this we're talking about an open air drug market, so people have had substances on them and using, the idea is that they will eventually be arrested. And at that point, we don't quite know yet, you know.
And the district attorney has to do something.
Yes, the district attorney gets involved. And there are a lot of steps between that and jail time. We don't know if people will be offered different pathways instead of jail and things like that. So that is more questions are, you know, unanswered about that.
Before we let you go, part of the press release that came out yesterday about this mentioned that the media would not be allowed to cover it. Any idea where that's coming from? That I think that struck everybody as unusual and raised some red flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely raised some red flags. I think the idea is that we are not, it said the media is not encouraged to cover this, mm-hmm. but if they do, they'll be, you know, sectioned off into a certain area. I mean, my opinion as a reporter, our job is to bear witness for the entire city, to make sure that the city is doing what it says it's going to do and offer the services it says it's going to offer. People are really concerned. They want to see, you know, people who support Parker's plan want to see this effectively, taken, and then people who are worried, who are on the street, people, harm reduction workers, people who are living there, also want to know that they will be handled with care and consideration during this process.
So I take it that you're going to go down there. You're going to do your job as a journalist, and you're going to bear witness.
Yes, that's exactly what I'll do. I'll be there and not get in the way, but definitely be there to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And we wish you luck. Mm-hmm. And we know how important that job is. Not to play favorites here, but thank you. WHYY's Nicole Leonard telling us everything about what we think is going to happen tomorrow in Kensington. Nicole, thanks for the time on Studio 2.
Yeah, thanks for having me.